I've enjoyed the service thus far, and I trust that you will continue to pray that the Lord would bless me as I endeavor to speak to you. I remember hearing a preacher one time up preaching, and somebody went to sleep on him, and he asked the person sitting beside him to wake him up. The person said, "You put him to sleep, you wake him up." So if you see anybody go to sleep, you wake them up. I know it's hard to stay awake in the afternoons after a good meal like we had. And I told Brother Danny Park if I'd have followed him last night, I'd have preached from the first verse of the 8th chapter of Romans. There is therefore now, after he preached such a wonderful sermon on what primitive Baptists believe and teach. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. I thought about trying to follow Brother Rick after his preliminary on love, where John says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God." Now that's love, brother. No greater display in all the world than there is in that verse. But I've had a little subject on mine for about 4 or 5 days, and I guess I better try to stick with that. I want to read to begin with, and somebody might have heard me try to preach this before, but I heard an old black preacher say one time, "If it's not worth repeating, it's not worth preaching the first time." And I agree with him. In the 40th chapter of the book of Exodus, Moses, by God, was told to build a brazen laver. Some people might call it laver. I don't know which one is right. I never have to ask anybody. I know it's one of them. And he said to build it out of brass and its foot out of brass. And they were to sit it kind of in front of the holy place, and it was for washings. Moses was commanded on 2 different occasions that I know of in the scriptures to bring Aaron and his sons before the door of the congregation and to bathe them. Moses was commanded to bathe them. And then each time that these priests would go into the tabernacle to serve God in the manner in which that they were supposed to, they always had to wash their hands and feet, lest they die. Pretty important, wasn't it? It's about as bad as burning incense that you shouldn't burn. 2 of Aaron's sons died immediate death from burning incense that they should not have. Now, I think those 2 washings are significant for you and I as we study the word washing in the New Testament. Now, I'm not going to get into all of the washings that I could, but I'm going to get into a few of them. It's getting pretty late. My wife wants to go to the motel and rest a few minutes. She just got through having radiation Wednesday for breast cancer, and the Lord's blessed her. He's blessed me too, and I thank him for it. The first washing that I want to see is a washing that God does for you and I. In And it's found in the fifth verse of the first chapter of Revelation. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. Wasn't he a faithful witness?
Amen.
Faithful from the time he was born to the time he died.
Amen.
He pleased the Father in every way. As a matter of fact, the Father looked down, Brother Philip, and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. He's my son, and I'm pleased with him. I hope I can be a faithful witness for the Lord Jesus Christ as long as I live in this world." And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead. Now we know there were some that were raised from the dead before Jesus Christ was raised, but it wasn't like this resurrection. He was alive forevermore. They all had to die again. And the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. This is a judicial cleansing.
Amen.
This was the satisfying of the justice of God in heaven. God was satisfied with the work that his Son done on Calvary's cross. And he judicially cleansed everyone that Jesus Christ represented.
Amen.
All the elect family of God are justified in the sight of God. And not one of them will ever spend one moment in hell. Because he, by his blood, has washed them, Brother David, from their sin. No one will ever be in charge with them. Because it was Christ that died. And yay, he's risen again. Man, I love that risen again, don't you? Man, he's alive and he's alive forevermore. And he's making intercessions for us right now in heaven. Sometimes I don't think I realize how busy Jesus is, you know now. We know he was busy on earth. But I tell you what, he's got to be pretty busy right now making intercession for me. Just for me alone. But it's not for me, it's for you too. He's making intercessions for us. Isn't it wonderful to be able to believe this morning that not one that Jesus Christ died for will ever be condemned.
Amen.
The devil can't even condemn them. He knows he can't. I believe that. I believe the devil knows that they are free from their sins. Now he can give them a little hard time while he lives here. But he's a defeated foe. He hath cleansed us from our washed us. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. All of God's children, as Brother Cecil Darty used to say, are blood bought and heaven bound. You're blood bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and you're going to heaven. I used to love to hear him say that. Now I want to turn over to, I ain't going to be long this afternoon. I'm never too long anyhow. Brother Philip will tell you that. I told him one time I was up preaching, I was going to go into overtime, and I think I stood 35 minutes, and he said, "I don't call that overtime." In the third chapter of the book of Titus, "But after the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us and washed us by the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost." Now we got a judicial cleaning in Revelations.
Right.
We're going to get an internal cleaning here.
Amen, sir.
I like that, don't you? The new birth, that's what it's talking about. Same thing Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. Same thing. An internal cleaning. I needed one, Brother David. I don't know about you. Man, I needed one. I was polluted in sin. But God in His mercy, I believe, called me by His grace. And I heard His voice. And I responded to it. Not because I had the ability to respond, because Jesus gave it to me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. And when He calls us by His grace, He cleanses us.
Amen.
And gives us the ability to praise, honor, and worship Him.
Amen.
Did you know that's why God calls you? So you can praise Him and give Him the glory that's due His name for what He's done for you.
Amen.
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Jesus Christ left heaven, was born of a virgin, lived poor, was criticized, was mocked, was spit upon, was slapped, that you and I might live with Him one day. Don't you think we ought to give Him some glory?
Yes, amen.
Don't you think we ought to praise Him?
Yes, amen.
Oh, He's done it all, brother. He said, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Oh, I don't. That's a rich. I don't even know I can get into it. You know? We're made an heir of eternal life. One day we're going to have eternal life. We're not going to be bothered with this flesh anymore. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it?
Amen.
Brethren have talked about heaven and right smart. None of us know a lot about it, though, I tell you that. It's too great while we're in this bodies of flesh. Heaven is just too much for us to comprehend. God is too great for us to comprehend. What a blessing it is today to be able to tell God's children that God has called you by His grace. He's cleansed you up so that you can give Him glory. He's put a desire in our hearts to praise Him, hasn't He? I want to praise Him. That's in the third chapter of the book of Titus. Let's see, I think I want to go to John. You know, sometimes God's children need a daily cleansing.
Amen.
Don't we?
Amen.
You may not. You may live maybe a minute or two without it. I don't know. Sometimes I don't think I live a second or two without it. But I'm telling you, my friends, the Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
And that's daily.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the reason I have to get out on my knees, Brother David, Brother Mike, pretty often and say, Lord, cleanse me.
Amen.
I need a daily cleansing.
Amen.
Do you ever need a daily cleansing? You know how you get it? Through the blood of Jesus Christ. By confessing our sins. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just
to forgive us. That's cleansing too. I'm not to get out. I'm feeling bad. Get up feeling good. Don't you? Sometimes you do that because when you confess your sins to God, He forgives you and cleanses you of your sins.
Amen.
What a blessing it is. You can go to the book of James and you can find some daily cleansing too.
I'm going to quit. It don't take long to preach sometimes.